Utah has earned national notice for its work in reducing chronic homelessness, but that's only a fraction of the problem. Voters responding to the Utah Priorities Project poll were thinking about the rest of the homeless population when they listed it among their top concerns. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Homelessness and poverty rank ninth on the 2016 Utah Priorities Project top 10 list. The research brief issued by Utah Foundation earlier in July shows, among other important facts, that the causes of homelessness include mental illness and substance abuse, but also domestic violence. Shauna Spencer runs the programs to assist victims of domestic violence at the YWCA in Salt Lake City. She says before they make the wrenching decision to leave an abusive relationship, many women and some men have endured a great deal.
One of the primary reasons that women stay as long as they do is to prevent homelessness and poverty that their children will experience. Think about the child. The child is pulled out of the home that he or she knows, away from any friends in the neighborhood, away from any other kinds of support and connection, out of the school, out of the church, out of everything that is comfortable and familiar.
The YWCA and other shelter and assistance programs offer a number of services to newly homeless women and families to help them make the transition out of abusive homes, though it's never easy. And Spencer says Utah has a particular problem in this area.
To be abused and to be in an abusive situation is one of the most lonely and isolating experiences there can be. Yet Utah has a domestic violence victim rate of 1 in 3 women. In the United States, it's closer to 1 to 4, 1 to 5. Was the old number. We don't see domestic violence numbers going down in this state. What we see is numbers going up.
YWCA programs are paid for by philanthropic grants and community fundraising, and while their reach is limited, Spencer says they try very hard never to turn someone away. Paying for services meant to reach those experiencing homelessness is a significant challenge, as is measuring the impact of those efforts. The Utah legislature appropriated more than $9 million in its current state budget to address the issue, a down payment on a commitment of $27 million over 3 years. But Salt Lake County spends more than $50 million a year on services for people experiencing homelessness, and Mayor Ben McAdams says one place they're often found is in the Salt Lake County Jail. This year, he's hoping a new program using a funding model called Pay for Success will help reduce the number of people going through the jail's revolving door.
So what we find is chronic homelessness is a technical definition, and that means someone who has been homeless for a period of time greater than 1 year. Well, we started, because Pay for Success requires a deep dive into the data, as we started diving into our homeless data, we stumbled across a fact that was really jarring for us. And that is that about 30% of the people who are currently homeless they would be chronically homeless but for the fact that they will spend an average of 3 months every year in the Salt Lake County Jail. So they leave the Salt Lake County Jail, and the homeless system will recognize them as somebody who has just left housing and recently become homeless. Well, before the place they were before being in jail was the homeless shelter. So they will bounce from shelter to jail to shelter to jail, and the system does not see them as chronic homelessness. We see them as short-term homeless.
Adam says the criteria for measuring success in helping this group is straightforward. Fewer of them coming into the jail. And that measurement is a critical part of the Pay for Success approach.
Baked into a Pay for Success proposal is some very hard conversations before you ever open the doors and fund a new program of what can this achieve realistically, not pie in the sky, but realistically, what do we think we can achieve? Because payment will only happen when it's achieved. So what we found is you have an honest conversation amongst government, a third party investor who's going to pay for the program, pay for it up front, and then government would reimburse if the program succeeds, and then a provider who's going to be providing the services.
Salt Lake County is contracting with The Road Home, the operator of Salt Lake City's downtown homeless shelter, to help identify and serve the people Mayor McAdams is hoping to reach. And while the upfront money comes from private donors, the long-term public funding will come from a tax levy originally meant to fund expansion at the jail. The county council decided last year to extend that levy to help fund programs such as this. Eventually, services for different subgroups of those experiencing homelessness are likely to be decentralized, with a range of programs addressing the particular problems that leave individuals and families with no place to stay. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.